righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up in about 6 weeks, we got UFC 314. I'm actually in Florida right now, and I'll be heading down to Miami tonight, heading over to Joe Stone Crab. So looking forward to another sensational meal. But get into the fight on the UFC 314 card. You'll see Patty Pimblett go up against Michael Chandler, and Michael Chandler's kind enough to join us right now. Michael, appreciate the time. How you been?
You got it, man. Thank you for having me. I'm good, man. I'm down here in Florida getting after it. You know, we're in the thick of training camp. We're laying down a good foundation and ready to go out there and compete in Miami.
Yeah, like I said in the intro, I'm going to Joe's tonight. So I'll be having the jumbo stone crabs. I'll be having the fried chicken, the lobster mac, the key lime pie, all that stuff. I'm assuming you can't eat that way right now, correct?
Yeah, man. It's really funny. Anytime I'm down here in Florida, everybody's like, hey, where's a good place to get a good meal? Where's a good place to go have a drink? I'm like, I don't know. I never get to do that when I'm down here in Florida. I got a mega fit meal I'm about to throw in the skillet, and I'm calorie restricted. But hey, man, discipline equals freedom around here, man. So we're good.
Well, sorry to do that to you. Michael Chandler here with us. Had this come about, because when I heard that you were fighting Patty Pimblett, as a fight fan, I was just like, wow, that's awesome. So take me to the behind the scenes of it.
Yeah, it's a good fight. It's a fun fight. It's a fight that I think Patty wants. Obviously, anytime you're outside the UFC top 10, you want to fight somebody who's inside the UFC top 10. I have fought the murderer's row, the who's who of the UFC lightweight division, fought for the title, fought for the number one contender spot, fought fight of the year, fight of the night, another fight of the year, man. So it's the life cycle of a fighter. You have to, at some point, take a fight outside of, you know, give a guy who's outside the top 10 an opportunity. And I believe I stopped the Patty Pimblett train in Miami. And it's a fun fight. They called me and said, hey, what do you think about this fight? I said, hey, man, I like Patty. I like his brand. I respect him. Would love to compete against him. As you know, I don't need to hate somebody to put on the type of performances that I put on. Got a lot of respect for him, but I plan on putting a couple fists on his face.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, right? Because you could be polarizing. Patty Pimblett could be polarizing. It's just the fight game. But for you, like, I've always enjoyed watching you. When it comes to Patty, at first, I didn't like him. Then the Barstool connection, I'm like, okay, I like him. And recently, he's kind of, I think, in this new version of himself, has gained more respect with the fight fan community. I could be totally off on that. But your view of him from afar is what exactly?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, I mean, it's hard. Like, even for me, I came into the UFC. A lot of people didn't like me. They're like, who is this Bellator dude talking about fighting Khabib? And who does this guy think that he is, right? Like, you can't. It takes a little while. It takes some wins. It takes some decent competition for the fans to be like, okay, we'll get behind you, right? And I think Patty has slowly continued to step up his game. And his last fight against, was it Bobby Green or Tony Ferguson, whichever one it was. I mean, those are two guys, they're not on my level, but they are definitely tougher competition that he has fought in the UFC thus far. So he's just continued to build his brand with these fights that he has. I obviously, my resume speaks for itself. I'm a different beast than he's ever fought. So we'll see how he handles it. Does he sink? Does he swim? You know, we'll see.
What do you think you have to prove coming up 6 weeks from now?
It's a good question. I mean, I think obviously my resume speaks for itself with the guys that I've fought, the performances that I put on. And I just want to go out there and continue to remind people who I am. I want to go compete. I want to go have fun. I love what I get to do. I'm training every single day. I still feel really young and full of energy. And, you know, if age, when people talk about age, man, it really depends on how many miles you have on you. I don't have a lot of miles on me compared to a lot of guys my age. So, man, I'm excited to go out there and compete. I'm excited to go out there and compete against Patty, because he is no Charles Oliveira, no Dustin Poirier, no Justin Gaethje, some of these guys that I have fought. With that being said, he's still dangerous. He's got a set of skills that we have to look out for. And but I plan on, like I said, ending the Patty Pimblett train on April 12th.
I know you talked about your age here, Michael Chan. You're 38, right? You turned 39 coming up in April. How much longer do you plan to do this, or is age just a number to you?
Man, age is just a number. It really just depends on how you feel. You know, my body feels great. My body is holding up. I'm very, very sharp. I got my wits about me. So I've taken really, really good care of myself. And I had a lot of fights in Bellator where I finished guys in the first round and didn't take a ton of damage, you know? So, I mean, it's not like I've been fighting in the UFC going through war after war after war for the last 15 years. I had a lot of fight camps where I put in a lot of good foundational training, created skills, and then went out there and beat a guy in the first round, second round, didn't really get touched, and then moved on to the next one. So, I mean, I feel great, man. I don't see an end in sight. Obviously, that's part of the athlete's dilemma, right? We never look to the end. When am I gonna retire? When am I gonna look to step away? But heck, I thought I'd be retired by 35, and here I am at 38, feeling better than I ever thought I would feel at 35, still feeling like I'm 25. So we're gonna keep on going, and everybody get your tickets because I will steal the show April 12th.
You know, it's kind of crazy when we talk about you. And I know that you've made a return since the whole McGregor experience. I was there at Madison Square Garden for your fight up against Charles. But still, that's such a big conversation. What happened those last few years with Conor? When you get to reflect on it, how do you kind of reflect on that whole wait and see period that you were kind of held to?
Yeah, I mean, it was just part of the process, man. You know, you never quite know how your story is going to be written while you're in it, right? And I've been vocal. I needed a little bit of time off. I mean, I fought, what was it, like five fights in a 24-month period, basically. You know, it was a lot of fights. And it wasn't just fights that I had to train. I could go train 6 weeks for them. And I had to put in a hard 12-week training camps against some of the toughest guys, the murderer's row of the UFC lightweight division, and had some wars. So I wanted a little bit of time off. I enjoyed it. It gave me some opportunities to really look at different business things, spend a lot of time with my wife, go on dates with her, go on trips with her, spend time with my sons. And it was, so I look back on it and say, hey man, that was part of my process to become the man I am today. And, we'll see if Connor ever comes back. He has no choice but to fight me. When he comes back, his road goes straight through Nashville, Tennessee, and straight through Michael Chandler. So we'll see if that fight ever happens. But right now we're focused on Paddy Pimblett, and I still feel phenomenal.
You don't think he's ever fighting again, Conor, right? Like, I have a tough time believing, unfortunately, that he's ever going to return to the octagon.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would be you wouldn't be, you know, crazy to think that he's never coming back. I mean, with his antics and the way that he handles things outside of his training, which obviously hasn't trained in years, but you know, we'll see. I've said, man, my heart of heart says he's coming back at some point, but if I was a betting man, I ain't putting money on it. I'll tell you that much. So we'll see. All I know is, as you can see by the decisions that I'm making, fighting Charles in November, now Patty in April, staying busy. I am no longer worried about that fight. If it comes to fruition, it will. And when he does come back, he's got to fight me. So we'll see.
I know you got to run before we let Michael Chandler go. RG3 and his wife had Dustin Poirier on. And when they were talking to Dustin, he called you fake. He called you a cheater. Just how do you respond to what Dustin said to RG3?
I don't. And, you know, I don't lose a wink of sleep thinking about Dustin Poirier and how he thinks about me. Unfortunately, obviously, I live rent free in his head and he does lose sleep over me. So I don't think about him. When you ask, what do you think about it? I don't. So, yeah, man, it's no big deal. We'll keep on moving on. Not everybody's going to like you, and that's just fine by me.
When I hear that, I go, could we see those guys fight again? Because I remember what you guys did at Madison Square Garden. Would you welcome that?
I'll tell you what, man. I mean, I would definitely welcome me being Dustin's retirement fight. I mean, he's a legend, and I say that because he's a legend. It's not like I want to get back the loss, or it's not because I have any kind of animosity. I don't want to fight him because of the disagreements that we've had. I just want to fight him because he's a legend, and I would. So we'll see. I'll heal up after April, after I starch Paddy Pimblett, and he's talking about fighting in July, August. I wouldn't mind going to New Orleans at that time of year. Either way, I'm coming to the fight. I'm gonna be there for his retirement fight out of respect, but I wouldn't mind stepping in the octagon, octagon with him. We'll see.
He's Michael Chandler. Good luck coming up in 6 weeks in Miami for UFC 314 up against Paddy Pimblett. Appreciate giving us a few minutes today.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.